Welcome to your five for today. Due to the overwhelming amount of requests received by fans, some celebrities have made the decision to refuse some, if not all, requests for autographs and selfies. Once signed, a picture or piece of paper which previously had little or no value can command a substantial sum. For this reason, amongst those who line the red carpet at movie premieres and award ceremonies are professional autograph traders who have come with the sole purpose of turning a signature into hard cash. One such celebrity is Steve Martin, the famous actor and comedian, amongst other things, who at one stage carried around business cards printed with the following: "This certifies that you have had a personal encounter with me and that you found me warm, polite, intelligent, and funny." Aside from the autograph traders, this sort of sums up in a humorous and yet succinct way what some individuals are really looking for. First, the actual experience of meeting with the person in question. Next, something which makes the occasional personal to them. And finally, something recognisable to take away as a lasting reminder and as proof of the meeting. Meetings with celebrities can make for an interesting story to tell, but none have been so affected than those who met with Jesus. The Bible records of Matthew, Mark, Luke and John are full of true stories about people who met him personally, and their lives were never the same again. What's more, each story tells more about just who Jesus is. And take, for example, a man who was born blind. Having spat on the ground and made clay from the mud, Jesus applied it to the man's eyes. Jesus left his mark upon this man because after he had gone away and washed, he came back seeing. This is no less than the signature of God, who created the world and made man from its dust. Again, we read the story of Zacchaeus, the rich tax collector, who was unpopular not only because of his job, but it also seems likely that he used extortion. When Jesus came through his hometown of Jericho, even to set eyes on Jesus was difficult because of the crowds that followed him and because Zacchaeus was such a short man. But Zacchaeus wanted to know just who this man was, so climbed a tree in order to catch a glimpse of him when he passed by. Imagine his surprise when Jesus, who had never met him before, stopped, looked up, and addressed him by name, asking to come to Zacchaeus' house, much to the disgust of the people around. The effect of this meeting, however, is seen by what followed. For Zacchaeus said, "The half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything falsely, I return him four times as much." What an impression was left on his life. Again, there's the occasion that Jesus visited a woman in Samaria who was impressed by Jesus' knowledge of every detail of her life. When she realized that this was the person God had sent as the Saviour, she spread the news for the benefit of others too. They said, "Now we believe, not because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard him, and we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Saviour of the world." Many other stories could be recounted to show those affected by the Lord Jesus from all walks of life. Race, gender, age, political persuasion and social class was no barrier to a personal encounter and a transformed life. The point is this, that we can meet him today. Those who have searched him out and met him personally can certify that he is loving, forgiving, kind, compassionate, and much, much more. He's proved it by dying to save them. He won't give us a card or photo with his autograph on it, but evidence of meeting with him will be seen by his own character being impressed on our lives. As we meet with him daily by reading the Bible and in prayer, God's Spirit will engrave his image on our life. This will continue until the day when the Lord Jesus returns and the transformation will be complete. What a meeting that will be. Thank you for listening.